All right, let's do today's birthday scam. Calling Scott, who's got a dispute going on with his garbage man. Goes back a couple of years about the weight of his garbage. And sometimes they wouldn't take it because it was too heavy. And he has stood out there and glared at them before.
He was weighing it for a while, too. Yeah, he weighed them.
Trying to get every pound in there he could. So I'm going to call, being from the company.
This is Scott.
Hi, Scott. This is Doug with How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Sorry to bother you at work, but I wanted to call you about a concern we have. We handle your trash pickup.
Uh-huh.
And I think we've talked with you in the past about the weight limit problem.
What's the weight limit?
Weight limit should be 50 pounds per.
I don't want to get splitting hairs here between 49 and 51 pounds with you.
Well, I did hear that that you were rather confrontational.
Well, yes, then I was. I was pretty irate because my trash was left for three times without being picked up.
And you stood in the front yard and glared in a threatening manner at my drivers.
Well, I don't know how you can glare in a threatening manner. And to be honest with you, I mean, since then, it's like they've got a vendetta against me. I come home when I've set my trash out, and it never fails. I always have to pick garbage up out of the street, and it's never done at my neighbor's house.
First of all, you sound a little paranoid to me. I mean, garbage men don't have vendettas.
I think I have angered them in the past.
Which is absurd.
I think I have angered them in the past.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm going to do.
Uh-huh.
If the weight is over the limit, I'm going to have to just bill you an additional surcharge of $15 per month.
Well, let's do this then. If it's over the weight limit, just leave it at the curb. Don't pick it up. I don't want it picked up then.
Well, what I will have them do is when they pick it up, I'll have them just dump what's over the 50 pounds onto your lawn and then take the rest.
Well,
that's what I'll leave. I'll leave whatever's over 50 will be right there waiting for you when you get home, right on your lawn.
What was your name again, sir? Doug what?
Doug.
Doug, last name?
Harris.
Harris. Sir, I'm really not trying to be a prick about this.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not doing a very good job.
Well, sir, listen. If it was over the limit, I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're bringing up things.
I started my way up with the very same work that these guys do.
That's fine. I humped my butt
12 hours a day picking up garbage for people like you, and all you did was look down on me, and I'm out there busting my hump.
Well,
and I know what these guys go through. And I tell you what, I'm going to get back on that truck and come by and do your garbage. You're out there, I'll kick your butt.
Let me tell you what, you little f**k.
Meet me right
you
out
wanna
there.
You want to come by, you just bring it on.
I'll put you in the garbage and toss you right in the back of the truck.
You know what,
like an old sack of newspapers.
You know what? Listen to me.
I about had it with you.
Yeah, I bet you about had it with me. You're starting to get my blood boiling now.
Yeah, you ready to go?
You better just calm down.
Let's do it.
You better calm down.
Let's get it on, Scott.
Well, you just bring it on.
Then you'll be over the limit when you're in that garbage can.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Dean and Raj, the birthday scam.
Oh, my God. Jesus criminy.
Took me a while, but I got you going.
Oh.